We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Samach Beis, Hilchos Tefillah Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Sif Alfim Baal Be'ir, if someone's husband is at home, Mitzvah Lishish Tibbel Bezmanam. The mitzvah is for the wife to go to the mikvah at the proper time. Shloi Levatam Apir Rivya, she should not miss out the opportunity to do the mitzvah Apir Rivya, Afilu Laila Echad, even one night. Shemitzinim Yeshua, as we find that Yeshua Shenanesh was punished, Ashabitas Yisrael Apir Rivya Laila Echad, that he prevented Klal Yisrael from having relations for even one night. The Ishish Mesecheres Litbo, and a woman who delays going to the mikvah, Kedei Letzaras Bala, but that's how she wants to punish her husband. Ansha Gadol Ma'od, it's a very serious issue, Rachman Letzlan, because there's a chiyuv for husband and wife to have relations at the proper time, even if the woman is pregnant or nursing, that there's no concern, that there's no issue of getting pregnant, she's not going to get pregnant, still, there is a issue to have bia when they're supposed to. If the woman, for whatever reason, hopefully for good reason, is delaying her tefillah until she goes to the mikveh, every day until she goes to the mikveh, she should continue examining herself if she did not become tamei again. Sipes asur letol b'yom shvishi at tzeis kechavim. A woman should not go to the mikveh until the seventh day after tzeis kechavim. But feel little samach lachsheicha, even to go to the mikveh earlier than tzeis kechavim. B'ayfin shloi tavla beisa, however she won't come home acha techshech until it becomes dark. Nami asur is also prohibited. But feel in this achra shloi tavla b'layla shalacha yom shviyim. If for whatever reason she didn't go to the mikveh the night after the seventh day, but tevelas achkach and she'll go to the mikveh later, still asur gam kelitul b'yom, she should not go to the mikveh by day. The gam bin yizay yesh lahachmer, even if it's a delayed tefillah, still the halacha is shloi tetmul afilah samach lechsheicha, she should not go to the mikveh by day, even if it's close tonight. Shloi tavel abesay at shetechshech, and she shouldn't come home and then go to the mikveh late in the day and only come home after night. Ela titbal dafka b'layla, she should only go to the mikveh by night. But if you have a kala, their halacha might be different. They could go to the mikveh by the eighth day, or later b'yoyim. Even if a kala is going to the mikveh on the seventh day, she could go to the mikveh before night. In such a situation, the marriage should not take place until after tzeis kechavim of the day she went to the mikveh. Avam tevelas lach achupa, but if she's going to the mikveh only after she already got married, after she tefillah rishon lebala, even though it's the first time she's going to the mikveh, but once she's already a married woman, dina kamay sharisha, she has the halacha like any other married woman. Sif gimel hecha gedeka oynus. If there is a situation, kigon shira litva belayla, if she's concerned to go to the mikveh at night, machmet sinah because it's cold, or pachet, or she's scared to go out at night, or shebeis at tefilu chatzlir, or the mikveh's outside of the city, v'shar shari ir in the nolim belayla, and you can't get in and out of the city by night, then she could go to the mikveh by the eighth by day. However, she certainly cannot have relations until at night, and she should not come home until after night, not come into the house until after night. Ava b'shvi, on the seventh day, there's never permission to go to the mikveh by the seventh day by day. If when we are allowing her under these extenuating circumstances to go to the mikveh by day on the eighth day, only if she prepares herself right before she goes to the mikveh. But let's say the eighth day is Shabbos or Yontif. Shetetzarech lach says chafifa, since it's Shabbos Yontif, so she's going to have to do the chafifa the day before. B'yayim, shetekayim tefillah, she's going to do the chafifa because you can't do it on Shabbos and Yontif. She's going to do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and then begam tit b'yayim, and then also we're going to allow to go to mikveh by day Shabbos. Zeh osur. That's prohibited. We're not going to allow to do two leniences. To allow her to go to the mikveh by day. And also, to allow her to do the chafifa a full day before the actual going to the mikveh. She shouldn't stand on anything during the time she's in the mikveh. The may mikveh amukim, if the mikveh is very deep, v'tzarech la'amid al shlivan, she has to stand on a step. Tasa shelas chacham, she should ask a rav if that's acceptable. There's a number of concerns here. One is that while the woman is going to the mikveh, she's not allowed to stand on something which is makabel tumah, and therefore she has to make sure, we have to make sure what is she standing on. And she also may not stand on something where there's a concern that she may fall off and she won't go to the mikveh properly. Tzivhei, le'titul makom she'esh chashash, shiroi sebnei adam. A woman should not go to the mikveh in a place where she's concerned that people will see her. What's going to happen is she's going to do the tefillah very quickly because she doesn't want to be seen. V'chashina, and therefore, we have to be careful. Shemalei tipla yofa, therefore, she won't do the tefillah properly. And that's why there's a minhag that women shouldn't wait one for the other in going home from the mikveh, because it may cause the woman who is going to the mikveh and her friend is waiting for her to rush, which is something, as we just learned, we want to avoid. But the evident tavla, but if she did so, she did it quickly. However, Yadidim Bebarash Tavla Karoi, that she did immerse herself properly, also a tefillah, then the tefillah is going to be considered a kosher, halachic, acceptable tefillah.